A group called Citizens for National Security wants to become a de facto editor for some history books used by Florida school children. President William Saxon says he'd like to remove what he calls Islam bias in history texts. Saxon says some books, such as Prentice Hall's World History, give Islam too much ink. He and Republican Representative Rich Workman of Melbourne recently brought the issue before the Brevard County School Board, urging them to remove the textbook from its schools. Workman called the world history book, quote, remarkably offensive, and Saxton agrees.
Like, for example, on page 120, the book says, another duty is jihad, or struggle in God's service. Jihad is usually a personal duty for Muslims who focus on overcoming immorality within themselves. At other times, jihad may be interpreted as holy war to defend Islam in the Muslim community, much like the Crusades to defend Christianity.
And Saxon says that's an inaccurate statement.
So this quote suggests that jihad may be declared for the defense of Islam and attempts to give that use of it credibility by equating it to what Christians have done in the past. All too often, however, jihad is declared for aggressive warfare. The 9/11 attacks were an example of jihad as terrorism, not self-defense.
The Brevard County School Board agreed to review the textbook. In the meantime, the Florida Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, has requested the school board send them a copy of the textbook to review. Spokeswoman Ghazala Salam says her group wants to find out why it's being opposed.
From what I can see, what's posted online, it just looks like a basic chapter, which it's a world history book, so therefore they're addressing the history and civilization of Islam and the Muslim people, that doesn't seem to be an issue, but, you know, we would have to look at the detailed chapter, read the whole chapter in its entirety to, you know, understand the contents of the book.
Meanwhile, Citizens for National Security Saxton says he'd back legislation allowing the public to have input in school children's textbooks as it did in the past. He says that would help in getting what he calls the Islam bias text out of Florida classrooms. But Salam says her group, CARE, is likely to fight legislation banning textbooks members do not find to be biased toward Muslims and their faith. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.